Today is Thursday, May 28, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, last night, I was going to cook. I was really going to cook last night, and Mark said, "Oh, those bags of ramen look really good." He had like instant ramen, but he'll take instant ramen and then he'll like, I don't know, zhuzh it up a little bit. So I don't know a better word than zhuzh it up, but he'll, you know, he'll there was a show on Food Network called Semi Homemade. Sandra Lee. I don't know if you know that, if you guys know that lady, but anyway, she would take like boxed cake mixes and like make a fancy cake out of it. And anyway, she called it semi-homemade. So he likes to take ramen and like zhuzh it up, and he'll add an egg, and he'll add other little things. And he really likes ramen. And so he said, if you were going to by any chance go get fast food, I would eat that ramen. Because what I was going through the pantry. So I think I explained yesterday that I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm throwing away expired stuff before we move. And the ramen had come out and it was on the counter. So anyway, we did P90X, and I can't remember if I did P90X before or after. It's all a blur. I hate it. And then I was like, you know what? I was going to cook, but since you mention it, I'll go to Wendy's. So I went to Wendy's and I got a chicken sandwich and a baked potato, which is not horrible. You know, I'm such an old man. I like procedurals and baked potatoes from Wendy's. I mean, that's a very old person thing. But I did buy some Ritz crackers because I love a Ritz cracker with a baked potato. That is such an old person thing. But even when I was young, I liked it. So I don't think, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean I'm old. Regardless, I went to Wendy's and then got home, and he cooked his ramen and we ate, and we're watching a new show on Netflix, and I can't remember the name of it. And it's new. It's a gardening competition. I'm Googling right now. I think it's called The Big Flower Fight. It's very interesting. It's a very interesting idea. It's, first of all, it's a British show. And so it's kind of, you know, it's more relaxing than an American one. You know, they're nicer to each other and things like that. But these florists and gardeners, they have these challenges, but they have to create these huge sculptures out of flowers and out of grasses and out of other things. And they have a theme every episode, and they have these big metal structures. Like, one of them was, you have to create an insect. But they had these, like, 5 or 6 foot tall, like, iron insect things that they would then put moss in and, like, plant these flowers all in there. And they have to make the flowers look like the hair or whatever of the... Anyway, it's really interesting. If you like gardening, if you like flowers, if you like competition shows, it's good. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those light things. We like reality competition shows because you can turn them on, you can be doing other things, you can kind of sit there and just, you know, watch, and it doesn't really matter. You don't have to see every little, it's not like a movie or something where you really need to be watching the entire thing and know what's going on, but you can just kind of tune in and tune out. If you need to go to the bathroom or something, you really don't even have to pause it. Because they're just going to interview people and then show little segments of them stressing out or whatever. And then there's going to be a judging segment, and somebody's going to go home and somebody's going to win. And, you know, so, I mean, it's just a light thing that you can watch. Anyway, some of the stuff that they're doing is really pretty, though. So if you like flowers or interested in any of that. Or if you've ever gone to like the, you know, these famous gardens. I remember when I used to visit Washington to see my grandparents, a couple of times we would go to Canada, and there's this place called Bouchard Gardens, and it's literally just acres and acres of just pretty gardens. They have a Japanese garden, and they have a, I don't know. Anyway, they have all these gardens, and they're beautiful. If you like stuff like that, again, I'm an old man. It's interesting. So, and they have all these different kinds of flowers that maybe you haven't even seen. And because Mark and I are thinking about landscaping and what we're going to do in our backyard, it's like, oh, that would be a pretty flower to put in our backyard or whatever. So we watched that, and, you know, we just kind of sat around, and I did a little bit of Pride 48 work, and that was pretty much it. I think we had to sign some papers for the house. There have been several addendums. There are a couple of things the builder's not going to finish before closing. So they put those in as addendums, and we had to sign again. They're very minor things. So Mark and I did our final walkthrough today. We just got back from doing that. And there was nothing. I mean, everything that's left to do is so minor that I'm just like, I don't want to push the closing. So we may have a couple of extra addendums just for a little paint touch up here or, you know, something like that. I do want to say, I want to talk specifically to Scotty, and the rest of you can just listen. So I was listening, I was catching up on Big Fatty Online today, and little Aussie battler Scotty, who's very pessimistic, he always takes the negative side of things. Like if you say 15 million positive things and you say one negative thing, he's going to zero in on that. So anyway, I was listening to Big Fatty Online, and I was a little bit behind. Apparently, Scotty called in or emailed or something. I don't even remember what it was. I think he called and was talking about how Mark and I hated the house, and the only thing we liked was the shower. And that couldn't be further from the truth. We love the house. Like, we absolutely love the house. We love the shower. I love the bonus space that's going to be my studio. We love the floors. We love the kitchen is super nice and has has quartz countertops and like a huge island and a gas stove. And like, we love everything, but I don't remember. But you know, during this process, you're going to find things that need to be fixed or whatever. That's just part of the whole punch list process or whatever. So we love the house. We're so excited. We're closing tomorrow and we're super excited. But I guess the only negative things that I might have mentioned is, you know, things that needed to be fixed before we actually closed on the house. But that's going to happen on anything that you buy, especially new builds when they're not completely finished. I don't really know. All I know is Scotty is a negative person. So he probably heard me say, you know, a couple of things and then just exaggerated it to the most negative possible thing that he could say. But it is what it is. We're really excited, Scotty. I'm probably going to carry Mark over the threshold. Although I don't know how I'm going to do that and also take a video of it. We were talking about it, and I was like, oh, well, you know, this is my second house. And he's like, well, don't ruin it for me. This is my first time, and you need to, like, be excited with me and, you know, take pictures and whatever else we need to do to commemorate the big event. I was like, yeah, I will. So I don't know. You know, I don't know what all we need to do, but I am excited, but it is my second house, so I've been through the process once. The one weird thing is, this is a much nicer house than the one I bought in Texas. Like, much nicer. But, I forgot what I was going to say. So, oh yeah, the weird thing is, going through all this COVID stuff made it an interesting experience, because looking at homes, we had to sanitize our hands and all this kind of stuff and wear masks and do all this stuff that you don't normally have to do. And then, like, the closing tomorrow, we're not even going in the office. We're closing in our car. So we're literally driving up, calling them. They're bringing the documents out to our car. And I don't know if she's going to stand at our car window or something and, like, walk us through it. I don't really know how that's going to go, but we're closing in the car. So we're never going to get out of the car. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. What else was I going to mention? I saw that Kathy Bacon posted on Twitter that Lurie Dean had let her win. Let her get like a big word or whatever. And that's good. I mean, you know, let me know, Kathy, if you have any big words you want to play. And I'll make sure I, you know, set you up for it. So you can win. I also wanted to mention that my good friend, my very good friend, Daniel J. Brewer, started a new podcast. And it's a personal journal podcast. It's just him, although I think he may have guests sometimes. And it's called Pointless Talk. And you can go to, I think it's anchor.fm. I'm going to get it wrong. So I tweeted about it. If you want to know, you can go to Twitter and look for my latest tweet. But you guys should subscribe to it and make him keep going. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.